Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Twitter is going to be introducing a tip jar. True story. Twitter is going to be introducing a tip jar. So that means that if you follow somebody on Twitter and you like something that they've said, I imagine that you'll be able to give them a little tip, which I thought is very, very nice. But I wanted to understand more. And so we've asked Jan Vermeulen, who is, of course, editor-at-large at My Broadband, to join us. Jan, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm well. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. So it's such an interesting concept on so many levels, because it really does have the potential to change the nature of Twitter. And I think perhaps, potentially, for the better.
So yeah, and other folks have compared this to other features that Twitter has rolled out based on basically community pressure or community feedback. But Twitter community feedback is different from other social platforms' community feedback. So for example, the hashtag was something that was invented on Twitter by the Twitter community itself. The Twitter community itself just organically started using the hashtag to help organize content on Twitter and make it easier to search. So it's kind of like a hack of the Twitter search options. And Twitter then just started supporting hashtags natively, made them clickable.
Right.
And, you know, made them appear in the trending tab and so on. And, similarly, folks have started using a cash tag, or, you know, if your tweet goes viral, then it's become a meme that, in response to your original tweet, you'll drop a link to your Bandcamp, right? It's, or your SoundCloud. That's become like a running joke on Twitter now. And so this is kind of a response to that, really, where Twitter says, okay, you know, when a tweet goes viral, let folks have ways in which you can pay them, in which you can tip them and support, you know, whatever side hustle they might have through this tip jar. But, I think it's important to understand that, the tip jar is not something right now that's integrated directly into Twitter. They use third party services to make this work, like a thing called Cash App, Venmo, and PayPal, and then they also let you link to your Patreon or Bandcamp page. And so this all runs through third parties. It's not something that Twitter itself has built in, and it's actually quite curious considering Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, at Jack, everybody just calls him Jack, his other interests, the other company that operates, Square, which is a payments company, that they haven't taken it further and integrated, you know, cryptocurrencies, which Square holds. Square actually holds a cash reserve or a treasury reserve of Bitcoin. And Jack Dorsey himself has been quite outspoken about cryptocurrency. He's minted his tweets as NFTs and sold them on the Ethereum network. And so, it would have been nice to see native support for cryptocurrencies as well.
So do you think it's realistic? Is this actually going to happen?
It's started happening already. So they've already rolled out the third party support stuff on Twitter. It's enabled for certain English language people on Twitter right now. Specifically, they said the group that has access to the feature right now are creators, journalists, experts, and nonprofits. I expect folks with a blue tick next to their mark, next to their name. Not everybody who has a tick has access to this. I went and checked this out yesterday to see, you know, who I could tip, if I could tip anybody from South Africa. And yes, I was able to tip.
I didn't get anything from you.
Yes, that's because you probably haven't signed up like me.
Probably.
I don't have access to this. So even though I am a journalist, even though I do tweet in English, I don't have access to this, but I'm also not verified. There were plenty of verified accounts on Twitter who don't have the feature enabled or who don't have access to the feature. So I think it's still a very small subset of people who have access to this feature. And the two accounts I was able to find that I could tip, I tried using Cash App and Venmo. Those don't work from South Africa at all. Your only option is PayPal. And there's been a bit of a brouhaha about that because of the private information that using PayPal exposes.
Mm, mm. It's so interesting and so many questions that people are asking. Rachadi says, morning, Howard. This is too much. Does every social engagement have to be monetized? Surely it's going to change the experience. Well, it might change it for the better, but I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. And so already, what's interesting about this is it's just a way to really build something into Twitter that people were doing anyway. As I said, it's almost become a meme now that when a tweet goes viral, you drop a link to something at the bottom. And so some people have subverted the trope and been like, go and donate money to this charity, go register to vote, go get your COVID shot. You know, that they pump whatever agenda they want in that second reply tweet to their viral tweet.
Mm.
But, you know, dropping a link to your SoundCloud is almost a requirement now, if a tweet goes viral.
That's true.
And so, the other thing that's happening is we're seeing blockchain projects, certain cryptocurrency projects that have already tried to kind of turn social media interactions into financially rewarded experiences to reward the people who participate on the social network, and make it so that the social network is sustainable without advertising. And so, I don't know that Twitter is necessarily gonna reach that state, where it can sustain itself without advertising. But, you know, looking at features like this, there might be a future like that. Where, you know, everything is still freely available, but you have the choice to donate money to someone who posted something that you thought was particularly insightful, or like a 20 tweet thread that you think deserves rewarding. And that's a great thing. And to be clear, right now, this feature, that where you tip people through, you know, a Venmo, PayPal or Cash App, that runs through third parties. Twitter does not see a cent of that yet.
Interesting.
This is really just a feature that Twitter has rolled out to help out the people on the platform. They don't make a cent off of this, other than the advertising revenue they would have made anyway.
I just wonder if this isn't the first step to paid Twitter accounts. In other words, if I want to follow you because you've got some interesting things to say, well then maybe I have to pay to do so.
They have apparently been experimenting with something like that to allow creators and Twitter, I think, out of Twitter spawned Medium, the blogging platform.
Right.
And that's already kind of doing that, right? So you buy a subscription to Medium and then your subscription money is divvied up amongst the people whose stuff you read on Medium. And so we are seeing experiments in social networks like that. And Twitter has said, or at least there have been reports that Twitter is looking at having some kind of subscription-based thing for content creators to give you some kind of, you know, so it doesn't block off all their tweets, but, you know, you pay for some kind of privileged access.
Right. Jenny says, my Twitter tip, I think Jenny's, that's very funny. My Twitter tip would be, if you can't say anything nice, Twitter might be the platform for you. So toxic, the nicest people become revolting on Twitter. Yeah. I mean, if I just think about my late grandmother, she would have loved Twitter. I mean, she had the most vicious things to say about the nicest of people. So she would have really, really thrived on Twitter. But yeah, it has become an incredibly, incredibly toxic environment.
Right, and so it's user sensitive, and Twitter, I think, proves that more than anything. So my wife has been conducting an experiment that I thought has been brilliant. Besides the fact that her normal Twitter feed is curated to basically only following space science and astronomy type people on Twitter.
Gosh. And that there's a Twitter feed. Yeah.
That
one wouldn't want to read.
Very much in a more positive direction for her.
Right.
For most of us, though, half of those conversations go over our heads. But then on a separate account, which we created for our dog, she only She only follows other dog accounts, and that is an incredibly positive experience.
Hold on. You have to stop there, because I need to, you need to back up a little bit. Because I actually thought you said the Twitter account that you created for your dog, and I'm sure you didn't say that, did you?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's an excellent experiment. So we decided to add some positivity.
Oh, I love it.
Creating a Twitter account for our dog. And that account only follows other dog accounts and dog related accounts. That, I will have you know, is an incredibly positive experience when all you see all day is puppies and dogs being cute. And none of the vitriol, venom or poison, that is the daily, cultural and political discourse on Twitter. That's fantastic. And so the key to having a good Twitter experience is to aggressively curate your feed.
That's so interesting. And so therefore you basically follow the people that are going to bring positivity into your world and you just keep away from anything else.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And as much as you might want to use Twitter to follow the news, and a lot of people do that, and that's fine. You know, another thing you can do, if you're like, oh, I feel like snacking on content, but right, I don't want anything negative, have a separate Twitter account. That's one of the great things about Twitter, right, and one of the things that landed them in hot water with a PayPal thing, is that a lot of people use Twitter anonymously. You can create whatever anonymous handle you want, and that's used for both good or ill. And a good way to use that is to just have a Twitter feed that's aggressively curated for the most positive things in life.